This goes to Aubrey, A-U-B like boy, R-E-Y, Akers, A-C-K-E-R-S, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-875, and leave the last four blank. Regarding Mary Prout, P-R-O-U-T, date of birth March 8, 1954. Dear Miss Akers, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Prout with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, chronic hypercalcemia, and anemia. Her last visit was August 6th of 2025. She has lost 12 pounds over the last 3 months, and she knows that the Mounjaro is helping her do this. It's also helping her control her blood sugars very well. Currently, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea or blood. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has chronic edema, which is stable, and dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. She's generally weak, and today she uses a wheelchair to come into the room, but at home she uses a walker to move around the house. And no claudication, no unusual rashes. Medications, she takes sodium bicarbonate, 325 milligram once a day. Metoprolol is 50 milligram twice a day. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily. Low-dose aspirin, doxazosin, 1 milligram daily. The Mounjaro is 12.5 milligram weekly. Farxiga is 10 milligram daily. She takes Pepcid, 40 milligrams a day, and tizanidine, 2 milligrams, 3 times a day as needed. Physical exam, weight is 215 pounds, pulse is 91, and blood pressure was 114 over 90. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs have prolonged expiratory phase throughout, otherwise clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. She has 3 to 4 plus edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 10th, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 2.11. Estimated GFR is 25. Electrolytes are normal. Albumin is 4.1. Phosphorus, 3.9. Hemoglobin is 11.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue to take monthly labs, get monthly lab studies done. 2, elevated calcium levels, which are stable. She has stopped all calcium supplements and she does not take calcitriol. But she does take a very low dose of vitamin D every other week. So we will continue that, but we will watch that closely. If the calcium level increases any more, we would ask her to hold the vitamin D also. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.